Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every evening we take a look at the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 6, Psalm 5, Psalm 6, Proverbs 21, and Colossians 4. And today, as I record, we all sit in the in-between. It is Saturday, Holy Saturday, the day when the disciples simply grieved. Their master, teacher, presumed bringer of a new day was now dead and buried. The most tragic thing was that hope seemed to be buried along with him. The disciples saw the journey of Jesus as one that would be in a new world order and a revolutionizing of the Roman Empire. But they were wholly unacquainted with the true plan of God. God had and has an intricate, detailed plan that has an ordained pace. The God who stands outside of time has no sense of rush to win any specific battle or make a specific move because he has his eyes on the whole war, and with diligence, he enacts the next step of that plan. Today's step is a day of darkness. As those who know what comes tomorrow, we should with patience be able to endure the day of darkness, more so than even the disciples, and yet we often struggle to wait well. I've been in a season of great energy, excitement, enthusiasm around new things that I see the Lord bringing to bear in my world. We, as of yesterday, launched a media company, Freedom Story Media, and I am with passion working to build what I believe God is putting on my heart to inspire freedom and elicit joy. But what is often the temptation for people wired like me is to run, and then faint. Looking at Proverbs 21:5 today, I am challenged to pause. It said, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." Additionally, in Proverbs 19, verse 2, we read, "Even zeal is no good without knowledge, and he who hurries his footsteps misses the mark." I must evaluate my moves. Each step should be one that I have planned and thought out to some degree in order for diligence to be true of my direction and not some sense of hurried desperation. And the same is true for you. But I know what I struggle with is the other end of that equation. By my unintended consequence, when I slow down, I often become a procrastinator who only plans and dreams. In Proverbs 10:4, we read, "Idle hands make one poor, but diligent hands bring wealth." And also in Proverbs 13:4, it said, "The slacker, the sluggard, craves yet has nothing, but the soul of the diligent is fully satisfied." So here's the crux of it all for us. We mustn't get stuck in our heads and in our planning, in our hesitation, and call it patience or diligence when it's simply often our fear of making mistakes or choosing poor directions. We must make moves that we submit to the Father for guidance and trust that He works all things together for our good as we are called according to His purposes. But today, we're also reminded that we mustn't simply go, but plan, trust, and go. We must make moves, but patient, diligent moves that with trust, walk out, live out the Spirit's leading on our lives. Let me pray for all of us that diligence would be true, that as we live life in the sense of the in-between, that we also do it knowing that we in one sense have a living hope with us, and yet our hope is still to come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in these days like this, where we feel stuck in the in-between, where it seems to be a day of darkness, remind us of your hope that lives with us, and yet the hope to come. Remind us that we should not simply sit and plan and dream and decide, but we should also go. But we should go as you lead, as we submit those plans to you, Lord God. Would you walk us from those extremes and lead us in that pathway, the narrow pathway down that middle road of balance, so we don't, with fear, stand still, or with crazy haste, rush off. Let us walk diligently and patiently the plans that you make through us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Make sure you subscribe to this. Make sure you rate and review and share it wherever you go. And can't wait to see you here tomorrow as we talk about a resurrected Savior. We'll see you then. Be blessed and be a blessing.